please read for us the first study. And before you start, just I want to encourage the young ones that the intention and the desire is that the setting today, the Bible reading, will not be amongst the older brothers. Believe me, that's not the intention at all. We are thankful that they're going to help and guide, but the intention really is to hear a lot of young men participating and helping along in the Bible reading. So I trust, as Andrew will be reading, that we will be before the Lord, whatever thoughts we have gleaned, that we will be at liberty to participate and help along with the exercise. I'm sorry.
Judges chapter 3, beginning with verse 12. And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord strengthened Eglon, king of Moab, against Israel, because they had done evil in the sight of the Lord. And he gathered unto the children of Ammon and Amalek, and went, and smote Israel, and possessed the city of palm trees. So the children of Israel served Eglon, king of Moab, 18 years. But when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord raised up them a deliverer. The Lord raised up a deliverer, Ehud, son of Gera, a Benjaminite, a man left-handed. By him the children of Israel sent a present unto Eglon, the king of Moab. Ehud made him a dagger which had two edges, a cubit length, and he did gird it under his raiment upon his right thigh. And he brought the present unto Eglon, king of Moab, and Eglon was a very fat man. And when he had made an end to offer the present, he sent away the people that bear the present. But he himself turned again from the quarries that were by Gilgal, and said, I have a secret errand unto thee, O king, who said, keep silence. And all them that stood by him went out from before him. And Ehud came unto him, and he was sitting in a summer parlor, which he had for himself alone. And Ehud said, I have a message from God unto thee. And he arose out of his seat. And Ehud put forth his left hand, and took the dagger from his right thigh, and thrust it into his belly. And the haft also went in after the blade, and the fat closed upon the blade, so that he could not draw the dagger out of his belly, and the dirt came out. Then Ehud went forth to the porch, and shut the doors of the parlor upon him, and locked them. And when he was gone out, the servants came, and when they saw that, behold, the doors of the parlor were locked, they said, surely he has covered his feet in his summer chamber. And they tarried until they were ashamed, and behold, he opened not the doors of the parlor. Therefore they took the key and opened them, and behold, the Lord was fallen down dead on the earth. And Ehud escaped while they tarried, and passed beyond the quarries, and escaped unto Sharon. And it came to pass, when he was come, he blew a trumpet in the mountain of Ephraim, and the children of Israel went down with him from the mount, and he before them. And he said unto them, follow after me, for the Lord hath delivered your enemies, the Moabites, into your hand. And they went down after him, and took the fords of Jordan towards Moab, and suffered not a man to pass over. And they slew of Moab at the time about 10,000 men, all lusty and men of valor, and there escaped not a man. So Moab was subdued that day under the hand of Israel, and the land at rest 80 years. And after him was Shamgar, son of Anath, which slew of the Philistines 600 men with an ox goad, and he also delivered Israel.
Just before we start to